At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
They've got another, and it's Jeff Skinner with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Jeff Skinner, point per game player in the playoffs. He should retire now. 2 points in two games. Can't beat that. Cool to see him get back in there. I always love Jeff Skinner. There was a Sportsnet had a tweet. You'll love to see it. I hadn't even seen the goal yet. All I saw was just Jeff Skinner smiling, which might just be his Sabre legacy was. One of the top five smiles in Buffalo sports history, maybe. Jeff Skinner. He was always smiling.
We always get connected with our fans. We appreciate that. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I knew it, and someone caught it, and I appreciate it. I knew it when I said it. That I'd screwed it up a little bit. I said that the Oilers rematched with the Islanders rematched with the Oilers.
Yeah.
And they beat them for their last cup, fourth and final of that dynasty. And then I said the Oilers went on, they beat them the next year and then two more. But the Oilers never won three straight. And someone caught it. Thank you. Classic Buffalo Sports Videos texts me or tweets me. And I appreciate the corrections. I knew it when I said it. They had won two. They went to three. They won the two. Then the next year, they didn't make it because the Flames beat them.
Uh-huh.
And the Canadians win the cup, and then the Oilers won. Oilers won 3 of 4. They went to 4 of 5. They never won 3 in a row, though.
Okay. I knew they had won 4 of 5. I guess I didn't realize that didn't include winning 3 in a row, though. So
they went to 4 of 5. They won 3 in a row, and then I think they won back-to-back again. You're right, Joe. I have to go back and look, but you're right. And that was, that's right, after they had traded Gretzky.
They won.
Because Gretzky wasn't a part of that last one you're talking about there.
Right, so Messier won the cup with the Rangers, but he also won with Edmonton after Gretzky was
traded. That's exactly right.
Which is pretty crazy.
Messier, I mean, you think about that. That's incredible, right, for him and his legacy and what he did, the kind of player he was. But thank you very much. That's right. You know, there was this whole run back in the 80s, Joe, when I was growing up. It was kind of like the teams that won were always the same teams a lot in sports.
Yeah.
You know, you had these runs of Islanders, Oilers, you know, even like the Calgary Flames and Montreal Canadiens, there were always these teams that were always making it. And then you got the Bruins involved. In basketball, it was always Lakers and Celtics, right? I mean, it was just like these teams that were, and every once in a while you'd throw in a Sixers,
mm-hmm.
right? Something like that. But it was this run in sports of teams like that. In football, it was the same thing. It was the 49ers, the Raiders, the Washington Redskins. Like, you only had groups of teams that kind of won in these sports outside of a few years here or there. Throughout the 1980s when I was growing up, really, and into the 90s, to be honest with you. And then I think we got to get a little bit more kind of diversity. You still see, you know, back-to-back teams and teams that go to 3 out of 4 or whatever. We're seeing it now in mm-hmm. hockey. But really, the 80s was all about a bunch of, I'm not going to even call dynasties, it wasn't that, but it was like the same grouping of teams that always went.
It's kind of interesting that even is still true to a degree. Not to that degree. I mean, right, the 80s, it was like a couple teams. But for a sport with all this parity, you know, like that's often a point I make about the Sabres missing the playoffs 14 years in a row. It's more incredible in any NHL to do that because there's more parity in the NHL. And I do think there is more. But even within that, Florida's made the finals 3 years in a row, and before that, Tampa made the finals 3 years in a row, and a couple years before that, the Penguins won back-to-back, and the Blackhawks won 3 of 4, or 3 of 5, or whatever, right? And the Kings won 2 of 3, like, you know, like, you do get in the NHL still, like, a lot of the same teams that go, not 5 in a row, maybe, but you get 2 teams in the Eastern Conference in the last 6 years.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you made the point yesterday, and they were talking about this last night, that the state of Florida has just dominated the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
You know, at least as far as teams showing up out of the Eastern Conference. It's Florida, Florida, Tampa, Tampa, Tampa.
Yeah, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Paul Bissonnette, I think, got in, I don't want to say hot water, but he sparked some debate yesterday because he said on the TNT broadcast that he thinks in the next NHL CBA they need to do something about Florida state taxes with players.
Yeah, I mean, that's not happening. I mean,
it's not happening.
I don't think, yeah.
What, are you going to have a different salary cap for different teams dependent on how the state tax laws are in that state? Like, I just think you're getting too complicated. I do think there is some impact. I think you do get some guys that might stay on a hometown discount more likely because of that. But I don't think the impact is nearly large enough to warrant what Bissonnette said last night, which is we need to redo how we do the salary cap because in Florida and in Washington, you know, it's different than it is in New York State. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, Canada falls into this too, right? You talk about Canada and, you know, how you get paid in U.S. dollars and at different times what the difference is between Canadian and U.S. dollars. They talk about things like that. But look, I mean, this is something that happens obviously in life we talk about with different taxes and businesses. Think about also what's happened with stadiums and building stadiums and teams, and all the teams have kind of left California or moved because of the different tax structures out there and the stadiums that they're trying to build or not build. And not to go down that rabbit hole, but I don't think you just can't all of a sudden create, I could never see it at least, the NHL doing something like that simply because of the Florida situation. I mean, Joe, we talked about it yesterday where, like, it hasn't really mattered that much in sports. Is that the reason why the Lightning and the Panthers have won? Like, if Paul Bissonnette is saying that, I said it yesterday, I disagree with that. Look how these teams have been built. They're not going out and getting all of these free agents for high-priced dollars because there's less state income tax. They're building their teams through trades and drafts.
Right. They are. And maybe they're keeping it together a little better than others are. But that's after they've already built teams and have already made it to the final. Like, you know, like, it'll become more of a debate if they're able to keep Sam Bennett. If they're able to keep Sam Bennett this summer, then it'll be, oh, there it is. He's only making $7 million here. He might have been able to get $8.5 million out here, and you're getting to keep him because you're Florida, and he doesn't get taxed down there, which doesn't even have to be, as I said yesterday, like, it doesn't even have to be why he would take the hometown discount. He might just want to keep going to Stanley Cup Final and love the group, right? But
I mean, listen, how about in New York here? Like, we get Kevin Adams talks about, you know, the palm trees and taxes. And again, that's kind of right based on taxes. But the Buffalo Bills deal with the exact same thing. They play in a state that has a pretty high tax rate compared to the rest of the country. And yet here they are assigning a lot of guys to extensions, right? It's not like you're watching these guys walk out the door. We had a guy call yesterday who basically said, you need to pay James Cook because that's what they do. And he said something about letting guys leave. That's just not true. Like, the Bills actually sign far more players to extensions, probably, I would think, if you look at the data, than most teams in the league. Some people say they sign these guys too early. Dawson Knox has got his extension in maybe too much money. Or Tyler Bass. You could make those arguments.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, the Bills have not been a team that suddenly you watch guys leave because, oh my God, they can't stay here because they're going somewhere else because of taxes, or they just want to, just because of the natural flow of NFL free agency. The Bills have actually been quite the opposite. The Bills have actually kept their talent. They've, for the most part, retained players and signed them to extensions, including five players, including Josh Allen, this offseason.
Yeah. Thank you to... I lost who sent it to me. But a couple of years ago, I'll go get that. February of 2023, maybe you'll remember this, Jordan Poyer made a comment that said he wants to play in a state that doesn't take half my money. And then a couple months later, he re-signed with the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly.
So maybe I'm sure they care about it, but maybe sometimes not enough to actually act on it. 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll get to the Dolphins, by the way. I want to get to that. We'll do that at 7. Rich in Lakeview, though, has got a thought on the final. What's up, Rich?
You know what? You guys brought up a great point. It isn't taxes. It isn't palm trees. Kevin Adams should sell to players. Listen, you sign with us. When we get rid of you, you will win a Stanley Cup. Because now we live in a world where Jeff Skinner is four games away from winning a Stanley Cup. You know, the parade, the litany of leave the Sabres, somehow you hit the magic scratch-off lottery to get and be a Stanley Cup champion. Where it's O'Reilly, is it Reinhardt, is it, Eichel doing whatever. I mean, I saw that yesterday. I knew he was going to score. I just wish I had the wherewithal. When I saw he was going to Edmonton to put some sports betting money on it, because it's almost a lock. So, I mean, we live in a world with that. Second thing I wanted to say, we were talking about who's the Marino of this generation. It's got to be Josh Allen, because Jim Kelly was Mahomes, but instead of the Super Bowl, it was the AFC Championship. I mean, it's just two guys that are equally as good, different talent sets, doing whatever, but there's a roadblock when they get in the way. And that was a great battle because, I mean, Sal, you were around with that stuff. It was great that the Bills won, but those were epic battles because you never know who was going to come out on that. It was a great rivalry, and I think that's as close as we had back in the 90s. I mean, you had your Peyton and Toms and stuff, but locally that was for it.
Say the only difference is, though, obviously, Marino never had the stigma of that kind of thing, and even in his own career, because he actually got to a Super Bowl early in his career. Like, Marino got to a Super Bowl the first year as a starter, so that kind of never stuck with him. If you get to one early, especially if you win one early, people don't talk about you the same way versus if you don't get one till later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And listen, I think it's great, considering the Buffalo Bills of the 90s without social media. Josh Allen's getting married this weekend, and it's almost a non-story in Buffalo. Remember when Jim Kelly was married? It was a coronation. It was
you know, the Connecticut Street Armory doing, it's like, oh, yeah, they're going to the Justice of the Peace and some vineyard doing whatever. I mean, I know there's a buzz around the team, but that's where I can't see that. There's no way the Bills are liking Hard Knocks, because they are one, and I think it's great. They control, not control, they are aware of what gets out to the media. They're very good with this, and I don't know. I mean, I think it's great. I thought if Josh ever got married, some personal thing, I think people respect his privacy, his people, and the people as they go about. But, like, I thought it would be bigger. I just remember the Jim Kelly stuff. And, I mean, you guys are great with it. The way the media covers it is different. But, wow, I thought it was going to be a bigger deal. And I'm sure internally it is. But for the community that absolutely loved this guy and really – took in his family and everything like that. I just wish the couple their best.
Thanks, Rich, for the call. I do think it's a story. It's just right. Like, they have wanted to keep a lot of it private, which I would probably want to do too if I were him. So I guess I'm not. I wasn't around or don't remember a Jim Kelly wedding. Where was that? What was it like in the streets of Buffalo? Like I don't remember or know what that was.
It was, I believe, someone told me the other day, and I don't remember this specifically, someone told me the other day, like, news stations were live outside the church.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess you had to know where the church was, though, right? Like, and that's...
Oh, because it was kind of more publicized. Like, everybody, right. They right. didn't try to keep it under wraps, I guess. You know what I mean?
Sure. And on the Marino thing, sure, Allen, and I do think Jackson is with him, are this generation's Marino if they don't win it, though. And Marino didn't win it. I still have a belief that both guys, especially Josh, will win it. You know, like, I would bet that that's still going to happen. If in 10 years they still haven't won or Allen still hasn't won, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense to me. But there's still a lot of time to go here at 29 years old. And you're right, Marino made it in his second season, which,
correct.
You know, that's, you know what that is? You're right. Like, it, even though it's kind of unconscious a little bit, what that is Burrow. Like, I just framed that was, well, it's Allen and Jackson are the Marinos now because they haven't won. But there's Burrow sitting there, and I could say the exact same thing about him, but I didn't even think of him, and maybe that's because he made it to a Super Bowl, and that does buy him something in my mind. So that would make
that's
sense.
Right. He made it, and they never went back. Marino.
Which is crazy.
And like Tom, I think it was Tom the caller, he said you never knew how those games were going to go. True, I mean, because it was Kelly, Marino, and Shula, and Levy, but honestly, the Bills dominated them. Like, Miami had their share of a few wins, but really, like, the Bills dominated the Dolphins during that time period.
Yes. Marino went 13-17 against the Bills, but looking at his game log very briefly here, it looks like a lot of those 13 wins he had were, like, before Kelly arrives.
Right, and also 0-2 in the playoffs. The Bills beat them twice in the playoffs, including once to go to the Super Bowl.
There you go. So really it's 13-19. And again, I've got like 6-7 of these wins before Kelly was even here. 803-0550 is the phone number. Speaking of the Dolphins, look at that at 7. There might be like tearing the team down or like are they trying a culture shift? Like there's some weird roster maneuvering going on with the Dolphins this summer, and it's still going on. So some stuff on them, the Steelers, and a lot more coming your way with Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.